Good day to you. Summertime and throngs of people are heading to festivals around the country for the music, the dancing, the comedy, the fresh air, the late nights, the new friends, the hangover, the rain, the mud, the filth, the disgusting socks, the absence of toilet paper, the bloke who wails outside your tent all night, the venereal disease, the misery, the degradation and the early death. I like the big gigs, but why do I have to endure all that? Why can't I just do it round at my place? I whined about this to Libby Purvis and John Humphreys in the Radio 4 Showers. Word got round. A comparison was made between prices of recording in Glastonbury versus doing it round at mine. Lo, my wish has been granted. And so it is I stand now outside my residence in Balham, South London. Behind my front door, waiting to rock and roll mop, are comics, musicians, ravers, and a flat full of half-hour party people. The cornflakes have been chained down, the health and safety man has been slipped to a hypno. We're ready to go. Welcome to Arthur Smith's Balham Bash. Hello! To those of you listeners who have never been to my place, it's a 26-bedroom mock Tudor manor house standing in 24 acres of woodland. Ah, no, the furthest room from here is my bedroom, just upstairs, and in it is comedian Milton Jones. Hello, Milton.
Hello, Arthur. How are you doing?
Walking through the hallway, I come to the kitchen, where I find, among a small but quite ugly crowd, Loretta, my glamorous drinks assistant. Hello, Loretta.
Hi, Arthur. Someone's put crack in the hummus.
And Loretta will be doing a bit of warbling herself later. Glenn Tilbrook will put his pinny on and sing. And kicking off this Balham Bash, through here in the sitting room, I find the comedian, Paul Sinha.